Good evening. This is Kent Lundquist, and you're listening to another session of the Feeling of Jazz here on 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore. I want to remind you, we're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10. Hope you'll make it a habit of joining us each Sunday night for some modern mainstream jazz. Tonight, we're going to feature a gentleman who, in his own right, was not a master jazz soloist, but he was considered one of the best composers, arrangers, and conductors of modern jazz, and he always put together some great artists in the studio for some fine recorded jazz. He started out on the baritone sax back in the early 40s, and he worked in the bands of such luminaries as Georgie Auld, Charlie Spivak, Boyd Brown, and Sam Donahue, Charlie Barnett. And finally, he decided to abandon his instrumentation and devote himself strictly to writing in the area of composing and arranging. So we're going to feature compositions and arrangements by Manny Album with big bands that he put together over the years in a studio. These were all studio bands. They were not working bands. And the first track has such luminaries as, there are too many to enumerate, but such luminaries as Art Farmer on trumpet, Bob Brookmeyer on trombone, Zoot Sims and Al Cohn on tenor sax, and Mulligan on baritone sax, all giants of the time. And this is a little composition written and arranged by Manny Album called Poor Dr. Milkmouse.
Thank you.
was from an album called Jazz Greats of Our Time. That was really volume one. There were two volumes of that particular aggregation. And that was a composition arrangement by our featured artist of the week, Manny Album. All kinds of great soloists there. They all had short solos. There's Jerry Mulligan, Zoot Sims, Nick Travis, Bob Brookmeyer, Phil Woods were all given a little bit of solo space. Okay, and now we're going to turn to an album I've always been fond of, and it's by cornetist Nat Adderley, the brother of Cannonball Adderley. And he cut an album called Branching Out, and he put together a fine group that included Gene Harris on piano, Andy Simpkins on bass, Bill Dowdy on drums. And this is Nat's version of the Gershwin song, I Got Plenty of Nothing. I Got Plenty of Nothing, written by George Gershwin, of course, from his jazz operetta, Porgy and Bess. It was Nat Ehrlich there on cornet, Gene Harris there on piano, from a Riverside album called Branching Out. I'm going to return now to our composer, arranger, conductor, artist of the week, Manny Album, and this is from Jazz Greats of Our Time, Volume 1, and this is a beautiful rendition of Duke Ellington ballad, All Too Soon.
Thank you.
A gorgeous version of Duke Ellington's beautiful ballad, All Too Soon, done by the Manny Album Orchestra. And you heard some fine solo work there by Phil Woods on alto sax and Bob Brookmeyer on valve trombone. We're going to now turn to one of Chicago's finest, right out of DuSable High School, around there, around 47th, 48th, and South State. Turned out many, many great jazz artists. And this is Johnny Griffin. And here he does Charlie Parker's jazz standard, Billy's Bounce, backed up by Stanley Cowell on piano, Cecil McBee on bass, and Roy Haynes on drums, from an album called Five Birds and a Monk. By that, they mean five compositions written by the bird, as he was called, Charlie Parker, and Monk, Thelonious Monk. So this is Billy's Bounce.
Thank you.
right. That was our man from Chicago, Johnny Griffin, on tenor sax, backed up by Stanley Collin, piano, Cecil McBee on bass, Roy Haynes on drums, from Johnny's album cut on the Riverside album, or Milestone Radio subsidiary, back in 78, an album called Five Birds and a Monk. Now we're going to turn to an old bassy item that was worked up by our man, Manny Album, who is our featured artist of the week, a composer, arranger, and conductor, not so much as a jazz instrumentalist. And this is his viewpoint on the old Basie, Harry Edison thing from the Count Basie book, Jive at Five.
Thank you.
That's an old evergreen out of the Count Basie book going back to the late 30s. It was revived by him all down through the years, even with the New Testament band after the 50 band was formed again. And that was from Annie Albom's album, Jazz Greats of Our Time, Volume 1. And so now we're going to turn to another Chicagoan. We did Johnny Griffin before. Now we're going to do something by Ahmad Jamal from his album, I Remember Duke, Hoagie, and Strayhorn. Of course, that means Duke Ellington, Hoagie Carmichael, and Strayhorn. And this is Ahmad on piano, Wolfolk on bass, Artis Dixon on drums. This was recorded in 1994, and this is the Ellington book, Till You Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me. That was Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me from the Duke Ellington songbook, with Ahmed Jamal on piano from his album I Remember Duke, Hoagie, and Strayhorn. Now we're going to turn to another album by our jazz highlight artist of the week, Manny Album. He's a composer, arranger, and conductor. He doesn't play any instruments on any of these tracks I'm going to play. This is from his album, Manny Album and His Jazz Greats, and boy, there are a lot of them on here. And the subtitle of the album is Jazz New York. And we've got people like Ernie Royal, Donald Byrd on trumpet, Bob Brookmeyer on valve trombone, oh my goodness, Zoot Sims, Al Cohn on tenor sax. So we've got a lot of swingers here. And this is a little thing written and arranged by Manny Album called Throughway. Album and his New York Jazz Greats, and boy, there were some greats there. It was from his album, Manny Helm and His Jazz Greats, Jazz New York was the sub-billing on that one. And now we're going to turn to something by Barney Kessel on guitar, Shelly Mann on drums, Ray Brown on bass, doing a Barney Kessel composition, Minor Mood, and it was all co-billing, and Kessel, Mann, and Brown, the Pole Winners. And the reason they're called the Pole Winners is because that previous year They had all won the Metromone and Downbeat polls as the best jazz musicians on their respective instruments. So let's listen to Minor Mood. Minor Matter. That was some beautiful guitar work there by the composer of that particular composition, Bonnie Kessel. Tastefully backed up by Shelly Mann on brushes, on drums, and the master of the bass, Ray Brown. Well, now you've been listening to the Feeling of Jazz for the last, better part of the last hour, and here on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. Here every Sunday night. Hope you'll make it a habit of joining us. We're going to take a break for the news at the top of the hour and then be back for another hour of fine modern mainstream jazz, so please stick around. We're going to close it out with an album by pianist Red Garland from his album Soul Junction. This is a title track, Soul Junction, written by Red Garland. And the liner notes are a little skimpy, but my memory serves me right. The front line in this particular album includes the great Charles John Coltrane on tenor sax and Donald Byrd on trumpet. Thank you.